This is VOA News via remote. Power should be restored to almost all of New Orleans by the middle of next week. That is according to the utility company Entergy, which issued a statement on Friday asking for patience in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Utility executives say more than 25,000 workers from 40 different U.S. states have been trying to fix about 14,000 damaged poles, more than 2,200 broken transformers, and more than 150 destroyed transmission structures. Ida destroyed the city's electrical grid and left more than 1 million customers in Louisiana without power. Meanwhile, sheriff's deputies from outside the city warned people returning in Ida's aftermath to come equipped survivalists because of the lack of basic services. A stunned U.S. East Coast is facing a sobering death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage, and continuing calls for rescue after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region with record-breaking rain. More than 40 deaths have been linked to the flooding from the states of Maryland to New York from the storm strike Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Officials said at least 13 people died in New York City and three in suburban counties. Authorities said at least 23 died in New Jersey and at least five died in the state of Pennsylvania. And the state of Connecticut, a state trooper died after his cruiser was swept away by floodwaters. Another death was reported in the state of Maryland. That's not counting other deaths in other parts of the country. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order directing the FBI to declassify the documents related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The order Friday is a supportive gesture to victims' families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. Still, the practical impact of the executive order and any new documents it might yield was not immediately clear. Past investigations have outlined ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers, but they've not established that the government was directly involved. A court report about a man in New Zealand who was inspired by the Islamic State group warned he had motivation and means to commit violent acts in the community and posed a high risk. The report described the man as harboring extreme attitudes, living an isolated lifestyle, and having a sense of entitlement. However, the judge's job in July was to sentence the man for the relatively minor crimes he had committed at that time, not for potential future crimes. She decided to release him under the supervision of a mosque leader who promised to try and help. The fears of the authorities were borne out on Friday when the man walked into an Auckland supermarket, grabbed a knife, and stabbed six people, critically injuring three before he was killed by police. U.S. officials are looking into reports that in the frantic evacuation of desperate Afghans and from Kabul, older men were admitted together with young girls they claimed as brides or otherwise sexually abused. U.S. officials at intake centers in the United Arab Emirates and in Wisconsin have identified numerous incidents in which Afghan girls have been presented to authorities as the wives of much older men. One internal document described to the Associated Press by officials familiar with it says that Afghan girls have alleged that they have been raped by older men they were forced to marry in order to escape Afghanistan. President Joe Biden's plans to start delivery of booster shots by September 20th for most Americans who received COVID-19 vaccines are facing new complications that could delay the availability for those who received the Moderna vaccine. Biden announced last month that his administration was preparing to administer boosters for all Americans who received the most vaccines in an effort to provide more enduring protection against the coronavirus, pending approvals from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Food and Drug Administration. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.